Blog Talk Radio.
For now, we'll continue in our Mother's Day celebration.
And so I will be with you 45 minutes on the clock on tonight. And so without any further ado, I'm asking you that will to bow your heads as we acknowledge the one and the only Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And so I'm asking all that you that will that are tuned in tonight on our double take on Influence of a Godly Mom. And this is a revise, because like I said, only my best will do for God. And I don't mind revamping or reduplicating anything for the glory and honor of God. So at this time, we're going to go into prayer. Bow your heads, if you will. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for assembling us together in unity once again around this spectrum. Father God, we know that this earth place is not our home, but we know that you have lying in reserve a mansion that's not filled by the mortal man, but you are its creator and you are its architect. And until you crack those clouds, one of these old historical days will be coming and going as pilgrims through this bad land. Hallelujah. And I'm asking you, Father God, to anoint these lips of to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons, hallelujah, of their iniquities. I'm asking you, Father God, grace me your servant with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty name. And we as a sanctified and holy nation shall say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I just thank those of you that were able to tune back in. I know it's relatively late, but this is actually my original time that I come on, I tell you. And so I was just, you know, just really I was kind of moved in my heart, because I know that after I listened to the first program that was taped earlier today, I was displeased in it. And so I had to go and run off on an errand on the other side of town. And so I'm just getting back, and I've been, you know, just trying to beat the clock to get here and to get back on, you know, before my time would have been up. But I tell you, God blessed me to make it back in time. I was racing the clock, but all in the same token, I was able to come back and bring this re-recording. This is revamped, this is revised, and this is the sermon that I brought unto you earlier today. And its title, again, is called Influence of Godly Moms. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you, we just thank God for all of the sisters and the women around the world today. And I just want to just send out a hearty, salute to each of you around the world, because you are a very important asset. You are in someone's life. You play a major part in someone's life. And you might say, Overseer Ward, I don't have any biological kids of my own. But in the same token, someone that you are into love you with all of their heart, with all of their being. And so without you, that person would be a lonely person and would probably lead a devastating lifestyle if it had not been for you, if God had not put you in the place where you are right now. And so, I just sent out a hearty salute unto you. And I know that they said woman's work is never done. And we know that even though we are mothers, actually Monday through Sunday, but we are recognized on this day one year. And so I tell you, it just, you know, I take great pride into saluting the mother, you know, because the mother makes sure that her kid is fed and have a warm place to lay down, have proper clothing and wish to keep warm, and, you know, and food on the table. And so we know that, you know, we're talking about influence of a godly mom. And so we know that some of you out there have had godly moms. Some of your mothers are still here. Some of your mothers is gone home. And like unto myself, my mother is in demise. And even though every day seems like yesterday, you know, she's been gone 20 plus years. It's been over 20 some odd years, almost quarter. But I'll tell you, it just seems like it was yesterday. It's not a day go by that I don't think of her in some kind of way. And I tell you, as I said earlier today, my mother has left a big hole in my heart. But in the same token, I'm so glad that my mother implemented love deep down in my heart, because I love everybody and anybody. Don't make any difference what color, creed, or morality that you are. We are brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. And so that makes you my brother or my sister. Love you unconditionally. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you, I just thank my mother for just implementing into me how to love, to be loved. You know, I love the people of God. I love the people if they don't know God, you know. I'm not just on the bandwagon with just the saints only. That is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that I love people in general. I love all people of all walks of life. And I just thank my mother because, you know, I didn't grow up to where we was prejudiced and we didn't play with this one and we didn't play with that one. I played with anybody that wanted to play with me. And so, and I gave my toys away, you know, I was just so given as a child, you know, and I'm the same way right now. And I just thank God for the love that he has planted down in my heart and in my soul. And so we're going to go now because I know the time is yet ticking along. And so we're going to go on into our scheduled program. Hallelujah. And so we're talking again about the influence of a godly mom. And our key scripture is coming out of the law of Proverbs 31 and 28. And it reads like this. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. That's coming once again out of the law of Proverbs 31 and 28. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know, thank you, Jesus, that in this today's world, where we find out that mothers are jugglers too, and whether they are business women or stay-at-home moms, we know that the task of completing the mundane stuff of life usually falls in the laps, hallelujah, of the woman, especially mothers. And the mothers of the 21st century have all sorts of things in the air at once, from frying pans and strollers to appointment calendars and mortgage payments. It can all become quite overwhelming. And we know that society has placed a premium on those who can maintain a hectic schedule and keep it all done. So women who pause to sit at Jesus' feet. We read in the law of Luke 10 and 39 through 40 are sometimes considered unproductive. But we are told that Jesus commanded Mary for taking time to be with him. That's verse 42. And we know certainly work has to be done. But we know that Mary made the best choice. And we know that men, you can help women find the time to be with Jesus by pitching in with the daily activities. Women can choose to stop the daily juggling long enough to spend a few moments with the Lord. And we know that as the dishes sit and soak, this is your opportunity to take your Bible and do the same. Hallelujah. And we know that the importance of a godly mother role in the life of a child can be overemphasized. And we think of Timothy, for example, the young man the Apostle Paul considered his spiritual son and a valuable partner in the ministry. And in his second letter to him, Paul recalled how Timothy has been influenced by the genuine faith of his grandmother, Lois, and his mother, Eunice. That's found in the law of 2 Timothy 1 and 5. Jesus used two generations of loving mothers to prepare Timothy for the crucial work he would have in spreading the gospel and establishing congregations of believers in Christ. And Jesus said that let's praise God for mothers who not only care for their children physically, but also nurture them spiritually. Mothers like that are indispensable. And we know that no man is poor who has a godly mother. Hallelujah. You got all the riches in the world under your fingertips. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we also know that many times, hallelujah, godly mothers who have taught their children the law of love and Christianity, witness, we know, was to be their daily guide. Hallelujah. And then we also know that the mother had set out a few rules for her kids to follow. And she said that in training her children, she said that subdue, set with it. And she said that a child and work together with God. She said to teach him to pray as soon as he can speak. And then she also said that give him nothing he cries for. Hallelujah. And only what is good for him, if he asks for it politely. And she said to prevent lying, punish no fault that is freely confessed, but never allow a rebellious and sinful act to go unchecked. She said to command and reward good behavior. Strictly observe all your promises that you have made unto your child. So we have to come together on today and let us honor our godly mothers today. Not only with words of praise for them, but with lives that reflect the impact of their lives. Holy influence. Hallelujah. And we know that of all the earthly things God gives, there's one above all others. And it is the precious, priceless gift of loving Christian mothers. We know that the virtue of mothers are visited on their children. And I'm told that there was some godly mothers that had come up in various households around the world. You might have had a godly mother, a godly grandmother, a godly aunt, someone that stepped in the shoes of a mother and taken care of you, more care of you than you could ever care for yourself. And so we know that the godly mother, when anything would come about that she needed around the house and in the home, we know that that praying mother would get down on her knees. And she would pray in almost submission to God. And she would pray until she got an answer. And I tell you, she would pray that Sometimes the food would be short in the pantry. And mother would get down on her knees and she would pray, Father God said, I need some food for my family. I need some food for my children and for my husband. And Lord, I'm asking you to touch someone's heart. And then soon you would hear a knock at the door. And you'd go to the door and there would be a brother or sister standing there saying that God had placed you on the heart. And then they would go into the envelope or go into their purse and bring out some currency and said that here's something that would tie you over, you know. And then there would be other times that maybe your kids needed some new shoes or needed an outfit for school or for a program or recital or whatever it is. And mother would get down on her knees and she would pray. And I'm talking about when these mothers would pray, they would pray in honesty. And God will hear them when they pray. So I want you to know tonight that it's very vital that you know where you stand in your prayer life. Know where you stand with God. And you have to live your life in such a way that when you talk to God, that God will answer you speedily. Not saying that God is going to get in a hurry, but God will move speedily on your behalf if you are doing what you needed to do, and that is praying every day. Whether you get on your knees or you're standing up, long as you're praying to God, that's all that matters. Because God looks at our heart. He's not looking at the way that our hands look. He's not looking at the new shoes that we're wearing, the new purse that we have crossed our shoulder, the new outfit that we're wearing, but God looks at our heart. That is the number one key, is our heart. God said, only the pure in heart shall see him. So we're talking again about the influence of a godly mom / mothers. And some of you might say, well, Overseer, why? I didn't have a godly mother. My mother didn't know anything about God. But you know, all in all, in the same token, even though your mother did not know Christ, so therefore she couldn't have instructed you to learn something that she didn't know or didn't have any education on or any biblical education on. I mean, if it was a time to where mothers was trained or was taught the Bible by going to Bible studies, you know, in someone's home or into even the church, you know, then that's good. But a lot of times we have older mothers that really some of them didn't know about God. So, you know, we can't get in trouble from God for what we don't know. But we can be chastised by God for what we do know. So don't hold that against your mother because she didn't know God. Because, you know, all of us were sinners. None of us come in the womb or come out the womb a saint. We was all sinners. The Bible said we was all sinners. And we were shaped in iniquity. So we had to come and grow into the knowledge of God. That's what we had to do. And so you just thank God that you know who he is now. And you might say, oh, well, what? I don't even own a Bible. But I want you to know that you can go to any local General Dollar store and you can pick up your King James Version Bible. Surely God is worth a dollar. We know that God is priceless. You cannot put a price on God. But if you love God, you will find a way to go out and purchase your Bible for daily reading. You know, we have to get to know God and get to know God's word so we can live by his word every day. God has left us a book to believe in. And in it, we have a whole lot to learn. And so we know that a Proverbs 31 talks about a woman who is a worthy wife. Her worth is proclaimed by her children who rise up and call her blessed. That's in verse 28. We find out that her husband thinks that she is the best. And we know that many daughters have done virtuously, but thou have excelled them all. verse 29. We are told that this woman life demonstrated her worthy character to her children, her spouse, and the community. She is industrious. She's kind. She's thrifty. She's giving and always uses her God-given resources wisely. She has strength and she has dignity. She mentors her children and she provides them with a stable environment. And as a positive force in her community, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, she stimulates the economy, verse 16 and 18. She provides for the needy, verse 20. And she teaches wisdom, verse 26. And there was an old saying in an African-American community that states this. It says, if you make one step, God will make two. We know that motivated by her reverence, awe, and respect for the Lord in verse 30. We are told that the woman of Proverbs 31 takes many steps to serve others. Because of her faithfulness, her deeds are multiplied until her value is far above rubies. That's in verse 10. And what held for the woman of Proverbs 31 also held for our ancestors. Surely it will hold for us too. We know that the simple faith were inherited from our ancestors. Call us to be responsible, hallelujah, and give something back to the community. It also taught us that a life offered in service to others will be cherished and remembered. Hallelujah. And we know that the modern gospel song sum it up well, the message of Proverbs 31. May the work that I've done speak for me. And our prayer should be, gracious God, the anchor of my soul, in honest faithfulness to spouse, my family members, and the proper use of my talent and my resource. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And so, like I said, you that have been the guiding light for your family, for your children, and you have set the stage as a godly woman, and you have just implemented God in the heart of your children. You taught them about God. You've taken them to church. You've taken them to Sunday school. You've taken them to campground meetings. You've taken them to all kind of a meeting where God was implemented. Maybe you're taking them to a, where you're witnessing on the corner. Whatever that you did to implement God in your son or daughter's life, or your niece, or your granddaughter's life, that will carry them on for the rest of their life. What you have instilled in children will carry them over into their adulthood. And it will carry them over to their children too. And even though your mother may not be here, she might be gone on, but she left a legacy for you to continue to torch, you to carry on. Hallelujah. Keep on holding bloodstained banner for our Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Because we know that in the end, it's going to pay off. And your son and daughter, you know, when we instill Christ in our children, it keeps them out of the penitentiary. It keeps them out of the jailhouse. It keeps them away from drugs and alcohol. It keeps them from trying to attend the strip bars and these, I guess some of them might call them titty bars. Excuse my French, but I'm just putting it out there like a Jehovah. But it will keep your son or daughter out of those ungodly places because of the legacy that you have left behind. You have left a paper trail for your son or daughter, hallelujah, to pick up and carried a torch on, hallelujah, for their children and their children's children. Because you know why? I believe that the reason that God has not showed up, has not cracked those clouds, because God knows that some of you are not ready. Some of you have not gotten your house in order. And I'm not talking about that house that you lay down in your comfort bed and go to sleep every night. I'm talking about that house of your heart, that house that the Spirit of God should be living in, should be reigning in. That's the house that I'm talking about. And God knows that a lot of them that are out there don't know God. So God is kind of lingering. So it's to give you time to get your life in order. Get yourself together. Get to know God before it's too late. Now is the time. Hallelujah. Now is the time of salvation. And so we're talking again about our sermon on tonight has been. Let me find it right quickly, because I have closed my Bible up because I know my time is about closing. But anyway, we're talking about the influence of godly moms. That has been our sermon, and it has been a repeat, revised of today's sermon earlier today. I decided to come back and do it again and to bring God my best. Hallelujah. And I just thank those of you, like I said earlier, that were able to tune in on the second go-around. Because, you know, God give us his best. And so we shouldn't shorten God in. We should give God our very best that we have to offer. Because everything on planet Earth belongs to God. But he so graciously allow us to use and have access of whatever it is that we're able to enjoy. Our children, we know that it's not ours. They are just a temporary loan. We know that they belong to God. But like I said, God gave them to us to love and to cherish and to bring them up in the atmosphere of God. And so we're talking again about the influence of a godly mom slash mother. And I tell you, I'm just so glad that I grew up, hallelujah, in a household that knew God. And I tell you, that's why I love God so much, because I learned about God at an early age as a young child. And I tell you, it never left me. And even when I was in the world, you know, I would do things. And I tell you, it would really prick me in my heart sometimes. And you know that once you know God, and even as a backslider, once you've known God, hallelujah, you know, it's just hard to do things out of the will of God and not it be offended you. You know, it has to have its impact on your life, you know. And so I just thank God, you know, that I had him implemented in my life as an early youngster. I just thank God because, you know, it has brought me thus far. And I have implemented that into my kids. And all of them are yet adults. But I just thank God that I've taken them to church. I took time out to tell them about God and what God would do for them and how God loved them and God didn't want their soul to perish. And so if they perish, it's not because that I did not implement God in their lives, because I did. And I'm so glad that I was moved on God and had that kind of love for God to put that down off into my children. And I just hope that you just continually to spread God in your family circle, to your nieces, to your nephews, to your co-worker, your boss man, your doctor, your lawyer, and all those people that's in your inner circle, you know, because witnesses for Christ. And our job is to go out and search out and seek out those which are lost. And God said that if he have 100 sheep and that 99 go out and get lost. God is more concerned about that 99 than he is that 100. So I tell you tonight, God loves us. God loves you and you and you. And I hope and pray that you had a beautiful day on today. And I hope that it will be a day that you remember for a long time. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for you, because you are every woman. You set the stage, hallelujah, for us all. And I just thank God for you and you. You are a big asset in the person that you, tend to on a day-to-day basis. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. We thank God for you, dear one. And before ending, I will allow these selections to bring our program to its closure. And until we meet again across these skyways and highways, hallelujah, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Hallelujah. I hope and I pray that I've said something, hallelujah, to impact your mind, to infuse your spirit, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, hallelujah, if you have any prayer petitions, you would all ship a Zion to go down and pray on your behalf. You are most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your mission has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondence. Make it attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Hallelujah. Email address is Janice, all about God, at yahoo.com. And until we meet again across these skyways and highways, you're encouraged, go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now.
going to call back to the microphone at this time Irma, Brenda, and Carol. Let us say amen as they come. Amen.